On today's show, Lexus is experimenting with haggle-free pricing, VW cuts the price of the e-Golf to better compete with the Nissan Leaf, and how spider webs could lead to emission issues. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily for August 6th of 2015. Earlier in the week, we told you about how Scion is trying to cut time spent at the dealer. And now Toyota's other brand, Lexus, is working to enhance the dealer experience. Speaking at the car management briefing seminars, the head of Lexus in the U.S., Jeff Bracken, announced it will offer negotiation-free pricing. The pilot program will kick off early next year at 12 of its dealerships. The company has a total of 236 in the U.S. While the company admits it's not a revolutionary concept, it believes it will appeal to younger buyers who don't like going through the negotiation process. Lexus is having a strong year in the U.S. Sales are up 14% so far. The Mexican auto industry is booming right now. More and more manufacturers are opening the doors to new plants every day. While many will cite cheap labor as the reason why, well, that and location, the actual cost savings may not be as much as you expected. After sitting in on a panel at the car management briefing seminars, John reported that if an automaker wanted to build a small car in Mexico, it could save $650 in labor cost over building that same car in the U.S. A significant amount for sure. But if the automaker wanted to ship that car to the U.S., it would cost $500 to move it. So maybe not as much of a savings as people would expect. Although this is an industry that pinches every penny. So this raises another question. Can small cars be built in the U.S.? Maybe not. If you're looking for more great information like this and much more, you can check out our entire coverage of the car management briefing seminars at Autoline.tv or on our YouTube channel. Still to come, we take a look at a number of announcements from the Volkswagen Group.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, breakthrough technologies for lightweight vehicles. Hyundai, learn more at Hyundai.com. And by Pure Michigan, leading the automotive world in intelligent connected vehicles. We run on brain power.
Audi revealed the pricing for the plug-in version of the A3 Sportback. It carries a starting price just under $39,000, while the top model begins at about $48,000. The vehicle also qualifies for a $4,200 federal tax credit. This will be the first electrified Audi sold in the U.S. The car is powered by a 1.4-liter engine and 6-speed dual-clutch transmission that's combined with a liquid-cooled, permanent, magnet-driven electric motor. Fuel economy numbers have not been announced. The A3 Sportback e-tron will hit dealer showrooms this October. And in related news, Audi's parent company Volkswagen announced that it's offering a new entry-level model of the electric version of the Golf to better compete with the Nissan Leaf. The new model carries a starting price of $29,000, which is nearly $4,500 cheaper than the current lowest-priced EV in VW's lineup. It will also be offered with a $199 lease price. The new entry-level e-Golf is about $55 cheaper than the 2015 Leaf. VW also announced info about updates to its 2016 lineup. The Passat will get a major facelift along with a suite of new technology. The Jetta will replace the 2-liter naturally aspirated engine in the S model and the 1.8T in the SE with a new 1.4-liter turbo with direct injection. Plus, a number of its models will get new driver assistance technology and a new infotainment system that integrates Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Coming up next, how Ford is keeping spiders out of its vehicles, all while it boosts the fun factor in the F-150.
For the people at Dow, racing is a sport and a science. We enjoy one and learn from the other. But like most competitive people, we like winning at both. This is the human element at work. Dow.
Back in 2011, Mazda issued a recall due to spiders spinning webs in its fuel vent lines. And it turns out Ford has been working to keep our eight-legged friends out of its vehicles for years. The automaker has been using a spider screen in its fuel vapor lines since 2004, and now it's rolling out a new and improved screen across its North American lineup, as well as going global with the 2016 Focus RS. Without the screen, spider webs can clog fuel vapor lines, which could result in emission issues, reduced performance, and even result in engine damage. You know, during my days as a mechanic, I remember Toyota, Honda, and GM having a number of evaporative emission issues. This makes me wonder if a spider screen could have helped them out. Speaking of Ford, if you're looking to have a little more fun in a truck, you may want to check out the new F-150. It now comes with a sport mode plucked from the Mustang that's available for each powertrain option. After tapping the tow haul button twice, the truck will hold a gear for a longer period of time, resulting in better responsiveness. I'm not quite sure why anyone would want or need this function in a non-performance truck, but Ford feels a sport mode is similar to what an aftermarket modification might add to the truck. Well, if you're a gearhead, you won't want to miss out on Autoline After Hours this afternoon. Our special guest is Jason Fogelson, the author of the book 100 Things for Every Gearhead to Do Before They Die. So what items are on his bucket list? Tune in today at 3 p.m. on Autoline.tv to find out. But that wraps up today's show. Thanks for watching. Have a great day.